My Life Today, November 12. Be steadfast, unmovable. Victory in the conflict. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Those who stand in defense of the honor of God and maintain the purity of truth at any cost will have manifold trials, as did our Savior in the wilderness of temptation. The yielding temperaments, who have not courage to condemn wrong, but keep silence when their influence is needed to stand in the defense of right against any pressure, may avoid many heartaches and escape many perplexities, and lose a very rich reward, if not their own souls. Those who in harmony with God and through faith in Him receive strength to resist wrong and stand in defense of the right will always have severe conflicts and will frequently have to stand almost alone. But precious victories will be theirs while they make God their dependence. His grace will be their strength. Their moral sense will be keen, clear, and sensitive. Their moral powers will be equal to withstand wrong influences. Their integrity, like that of Moses, of the purest character. It will require moral courage to do God's work unflinchingly. Those who do this can give no place to self-love, to selfish considerations, ambition, love of ease, or desire to shun the cross. Shall we obey his voice, or shall we listen to the soothing voice of the evil one and be rocked to a fatal slumber just on the eve of eternal realities? Our Savior longs to save the young. He is waiting to place upon their heads the crown of life and hear their happy voices join in ascribing honor and glory and majesty to God and the Lamb in the song of victory that shall echo and re-echo throughout the courts of heaven.